Texan Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who rose to prominence when he threatened an historic Senate victory during last year's US midterm elections, has announced he will run for the presidency next year. O'Rourke has been touted as a Democratic rock star who might be able to challenge Donald Trump. But, as Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports, he has to make it through a crowded field of Democrats first.
"I'm just born to do this," Beto O'Rourke declares in a profile in Vanity Fair, published to coincide with the long-expected announcement that he'll run for the presidency in 2020. The 46-year-old father of three was the Democratic star of the November midterms, for a while looking like he might knock off prominent Republican Senator Ted Cruz. He has an aura, it's said, and gathered millions of dollars in campaign funding largely from small donors. He started his long run in Iowa, where the first caucus will be held next February.
"I could care less your party persuasion, your religion, anything other than the fact that right now we are all Americans and we are all human beings, and we do everything within our power for one another, for this great country, and for every generation that follows. This is democracy."
O'Rourke is from El Paso, Texas, and spent three terms as a congressman before running for the Senate last year. He's branded himself via social media as open and genuine, inclusive and charismatic.
"This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us, that seeks to unite a very divided country."
But there are some huge questions over Beto O'Rourke's capacity to beat Donald Trump. Some Democrats worry that the boyish hopeful who talks with his hands won't have the uppercut to take on the incumbent president.
"Well, I think he's got a lot of hand movement. I've never seen so much hand movement. I said, is he crazy or is that just the way he acts?"
There's a long road through the primaries and caucuses to even get to the top of the crowded Democratic ticket over the likes of Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, especially when he's yet another white man in a fast diversifying nation where many are looking for someone different.
"I just say whoever it is, I'll take him on."
After the midterms, Beto O'Rourke took himself on a listening tour, which he narrated Hemingway-esque on social media as he pensively travelled around the country.
"Big shout out to everyone who, via Facebook and Twitter..."
Just crossed over into Juarez, about a 20-minute walk from my house.
His fans lapped it up. Others saw his self-described funk as at best self-indulgent, at worst manufactured.
"The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater. And they will either consume us or they will afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America."
Beto O'Rourke was once a punk devotee and was in his own band. It was different, but went nowhere. He'll be planning that his unusual presidential campaign gets better results. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.